Leaders in Iowa's small towns sometimes express frustration when trying to get help from the federal government. Local and federal officials met recently to discuss the challenges in rural Iowa and ways to overcome them. Small town Iowa officials met with federal agencies at the Connecting the Corridor session to learn how to bridge the gap between knowing what money's available and how to put it to work locally. Michael Holton is the city administrator for Trainer, Iowa, population 1,100.
Most of these small rural communities don't have dedicated staff that are necessarily right on top of things when it comes to being able to get funds to get them through the rainy days. And they have to look to other people to be able to help them through this jigsaw puzzle.
Holton points to Iowa's extremely active tornado season this year and says knowing how to get funds from the Federal Emergency Management Agency was challenging. He says local officials came away from the Connecting the Corridor session with direct federal contacts to call when problems arise in the future. The American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, made federal COVID relief funds available to even the tiniest of towns for some pretty big projects. Holton says in some cases, the money was awarded in the form of Destination Iowa grants.
Trainer was fortunate enough to get a Destination Iowa grant of $800,000. The administrative details are what bog it down.
Holton acknowledges the importance of some red tape to avoid fraud and says the Connecting the Corridor session helped close the gap between local and federal agencies by reducing the amount of bureaucracy. Mark Moran reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.